What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not for the Browns' sake. I wanted to play for the Browns. It's not about him. It's about the theory of keep getting passed over. You end up in the fourth or fifth round saying, I'm going back to college. I'm sorry. I don't know. I know it wouldn't make teams in the NFL real happy about it, but I love the fact that these guys, because they're getting paid in college, now maybe have an option to not be, I don't want to say forced into the NFL, but I kind of like the free market enterprise that happens there.
Baseball players can go back.
Yeah.
Come to the dark side, Andy.
What, you're down with
come
it too?
Come to the dark side. Oh, this is my path to abolishing the draft.
Ah.
What happens if, let's say, the Bears tank? Right. And they decide that Caleb Williams isn't for them. And they have the first overall pick in the draft. And they go with the first overall pick in the draft. We select Arch Manning. And Arch goes, you're a train wreck franchise who hasn't had a quarterback here that was any good since Jim McMahon. Am I really going to be the one to turn this around, or is this a you problem? And Arch goes, yeah, I'm going back to college. To heck with you people. You figure it out on your own. You would abolish the draft immediately, and it would be awesome. Free market.
Florio mentioned trading Kenny Pickett. Okay. He also mentioned trading Shedeur Sanders and that the Browns love Dylan Gabriel. We've heard that. Obviously, they preferred Dylan Gabriel before the whole draft process because they took him before Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go over these things one by one. If you trade Pickett right now, to me, that, first of all, the fact that Flacco is starting, to me, screams you're drafting a quarterback next year. That's the basis of this whole thing. So you're starting Flacco. I think you're drafting a quarterback next year. If that's the case, I hate to say this. Do you want to win games this year?
Yes, I do.
I know. I do, too. I know the Browns do, too. But they have two draft picks. If they think they're going to draft a quarterback next year, you want that pick to be as high as possible. And that puts, to me, that puts this situation, it's kind of a precarious situation for the season because in theory, you would have completely conflicting goals. And you don't want to have the number one pick, but you do. You know what I mean?
It's a weird spot to be in.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
I mean... Tell me it wouldn't be awesome if they didn't have to draft a quarterback next year. That should be the goal of this year.
Well, it should be, but I don't think that's possible. And I say that because of this reason. My hope was that Pickett or Gabriel or Sanders, and I don't care which one, showed the coaching staff enough during the preseason and pulled a Russell Wilson, like back in the day with Seattle, and I've mentioned it before. Third round pick comes in. Oh, this is our best guy. Let's go. This is our guy. Pulls a Brock Purdy, which could still happen, by the way, because Purdy didn't take over until later in the season in San Francisco.
Right.
But my hope is that one of those guys would show, hey, this is our guy. And then you can go ahead and move on from somebody. If you don't think you have your number one guy on this team right now, then it would make absolute perfect sense to trade any one of the four guys. Any one. And get something. Because why carry four quarterbacks if you're going to draft one next year? But it's a matter of, can you get something for them that you think would be worthy of having that guy? You know, like if you're just going to do a late round pick swap, well then why'd you go get Pickett in the first place? If you're going to trade Shadur for a sixth, well, why would you take him in the fifth then?
And you know, move up to get him, yeah.
Florio's thought that if some team thought about him as a third round pick, didn't take him, then went in another direction in the fourth round, or maybe didn't have a fourth round pick, they were going to take him in the fifth. But they thought, they saw him against Carolina, liked him, and thought, yeah, we should have taken him. Well, maybe that team would give you a third round pick. If you're locked into taking a quarterback next year, Andy, which I think you are, then why wouldn't you do that? You know, if you could get a third round or something like that for Shadur, I wouldn't just trade him for a fifth. I'd wait and see what I have this year. And then you could trade him next year and
you trade him for a fourth?
I'd rather see him, Andy. To me, once you draft...
If you go on the premise that Florio had, and
yeah, I know, but
and I got to be honest, I think clear minds might say, "Yep, go with this premise." They love Gabriel. Like, just if you can accept that, then I'm trying to get if I can get a fourth rounder or above for Sanders, I'm making the deal and getting out. This is a headache. It's a headache
to me. Once you get past the first three rounds, everything's a crapshoot. You could make the argument that once you get past the second round, everything's a crapshoot. But I'll even go third. And with that in mind, I would rather see the player and see what I have before I pulled the plug on him. So I would rather keep Shadur and work with him all season and see. And if you decide you want to move on from him, you can do that before the draft next year. You can do that during the draft next year.
I'm not hanging on to four quarterbacks all season long. I'm just not doing it. I mean, it's one thing to have a quarterback sitting...
You're not, but the Browns seemingly are.
It just seems I'm banging my head against the
wall.
Well, the fact that if someone's offering me a fourth rounder, I'm doing it. I've already upgraded. I think Mike was 100% right. You've upgraded from a fifth round to a fourth round pick, maybe even a third round pick. If you believe in Dylan Gabriel the way you believe in Dylan Gabriel, then I hate to say this because I argued it on Friday the other way, but. Give somebody else a chance to have him then. I'm okay with that. I don't know what Sanders is going to be. I really don't. I think he's exciting. I think he's fun to watch. But I just don't think he fits into the Browns scenario right now, knowing that you could have the top quarterback coming out of college next year. So if that's the scenario, do you see Sanders?
Or Andy, there are numerous quarterbacks in this draft who you would think would slot in above the two rookies they drafted this
year. Yes. So yeah. I don't see... Sanders, to me, is either boom or bust. I just don't see him as a career backup. I could see Gabriel as a career backup. And I really don't have a whole lot of background as their NFL experiences we've seen. We've seen a couple of preseason games. But I just, like, if Sanders is your guy, he's got to be your guy. Let him be the guy. And I just don't see that here.
Florio said something that we've said here on the show. If Gabriel... We're 6'3", 6'4", he'd have been I think Mike said top 5 or top 10.
100% agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that too, which makes you wonder, all right, well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes. Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can he play at this level at 5'11"? It's been done. I mean, it's been done by other guys, and it's been done fairly well, and I'm guessing the Browns want to see that before they pull the plug on absolutely anything. Dave's in Cleveland. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Sorry about my tone, but I'm 69 years old, avid Browns fan, but
good resume.
After watching the game, I am the Cleveland Browns organization thinks we're all stupid as fans that we can't see, we can't hear. Okay. Supposedly this quarterback competition was supposed to be a fair competition.
Whoa. Who said that? Who said it was going to be fair?
Oh, Stefanski.
I don't ever remember hearing Kevin say the word, this is going to be a fair competition. He said it's going to be a competition.
Yeah, but it's not a fair one. When you stick Gabriel in
this
the
This is the NFL. Nothing is fair, man. Nothing is fair. It's the NFL. Dave, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Keep going.
But the bottom line is, why are they doing this to Shador when he has more talent than Dylan Gabriel, and he can see over the line? Dylan Gabriel is not an AFC North quarterback. Bottom line.
All right, Dave.
Thanks.
I don't know how you draw that conclusion, but they're not doing anything to Shador Sanders. They drafted him. They're the first team that did. You know why? Because only one team can, and nobody did until the fifth round.
And we're the first station in the history of sports talk radio to sit here and debate for months over a fifth-round pick.
That's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.